It's Morning Edition on WIOL. Good morning. I'm Brian Moline. Jeff Beal is a four-time Primetime Emmy Award winner for his music compositions, including last year for his work on the Netflix series House of Cards. Jeff Beal will be conducting and performing with the Champaign-Urbana Symphony Orchestra this Saturday at Krannert Center. He joins me on the phone right now. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for taking some time for us here today. And if you don't mind, I'd like to start a little bit with House of Cards. I think that's probably the series you're best known for, at least at the present moment. It's certainly a very dark show. I think your music certainly captures that darkness that it has to it. How did you kind of go about trying to find the right mood for the theme and for the rest of the music in the series?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. You know, this doesn't always happen, but I was lucky enough to actually get some scripts from the filmmakers even before they started shooting. So I had met with David Fincher, and based on a sort of a meeting we had in those first four scripts, I actually wrote several sketches even before they started shooting. You know, I don't always work that way. A lot of times, by the time they get to me, you know, they've already shot and edited, and they're scrambling around trying to find music, you know. But this was nice because, you know, House of Cards, I mean, it's kind of on all levels sort of a high-concept show. You know, it's this sort of political story, but it's also sort of has a Shakespearean layer to it. And themes, not only the main title theme, but just in general, we find in our show that musical themes are really important, sort of signposts. It's almost like, you know, I think we all try to think of the music as another character in the show. That's sort of how it's written, and always fun when you have a show that sort of is sort of begging for that type of a musical approach. You know, the darkness of Washington really was a combination of a few things, some of them not what you'd expect, and then something that you would expect, like strings and trumpet and the drums, like we even hear in the main title. But they're sort of surrounded by, you know, this electric bass line and sort of a grittier style of composition and a more intense, less sort of aspirational, patriotic sound, and more to the true spirit of what House of Cards is, which is really sort of a Machiavellian story about people and their motivations and sort of the making of the sausage in Washington, as it were.
Now, a show like House of Cards, all the episodes are available all at one time. You can binge-watch them, whatever, through Netflix. How does writing for a show like that differ from, you know, the old way that TV shows have always been available, which is one episode per week? How is writing for a show like that a little bit different?
Yeah, it's definitely different, and this was the first experience I've ever had working this way, and it's sort of ironic, like you're opening them. If I would have told you, you know, 5 years ago that the things I'm probably best known for really around the world is a show that's literally on the internet, I would have said, you're crazy, right? but Netflix really discovered something powerful with this whole idea, and it's not just the idea of the binge, which is actually fun, and we're finding a lot of people enjoy consuming this way. What it did do for the show, when you look at a season of our show of 13 hours, 13 individual episodes, it really does, in a lot of ways, play like a long movie. You know, it's almost like an opera-scaled, you know, cinematic experience. So the idea that our audience, most of our audience, probably takes in a season, maybe over a week or two or, you know, a few weeks, there's a compression of time that you have with your viewer, which is fascinating and fun for us on the creative side, because we sort of create our work that way. You know, we try to build in relationships and through lines, not just in an individual episode, but, you know, through episodes, you know, continuously, so that the viewer really sort of has this immersive, dramatic experience of sort of going on this more like novel length, you know, a ride with us.
Talking with Jeff Beal, composer for the Netflix series House of Cards, among many other series, including shows on HBO, Rome, and Carnival, and one of my favorites, the USA series Monk, which I don't know if you can get much more different than House of Cards than the show Monk. And I know you're from San Francisco. That show was set in San Francisco. I'm curious how you went about trying to kind of capture the sense of place when you were writing for Monk.
Yeah, that's a fun story, because I actually grew up in the Bay Area, and the Bay Area was a wonderful town. It still is a wonderful town for music. It's pretty multicultural. You know, it's a great jazz town. There's also a pretty pretty big Latin influence, you know, Mexican salsa. There's obviously some urban music as well. The fun thing about that particular character is he sort of exists out of time in a way. You know, he's sort of in his own little universe. So I would say some of the music we would nod to some of those sounds, but really the music in that show particularly was more about his character. It was really about his sort of specific, the way his mind worked in a way. I think the thing that was probably closest to maybe that represents, you know, like what I would consider like, you know, a regional or something that represented the city was maybe my original main title theme, which was sort of this Django Reinhardt, you know, bouncy guitar theme. It just had a certain sophistication and sort of it felt a little San Francisco Bay Area to me for some reason. I don't know why.
And talking about composing just a little bit in general, being someone who plays some music but has never written myself, I'm curious about kind of the process you go through when you're writing. Do you find yourself starting with some sort of a melody or motive that gets in your head, or is it more of a mood type of thing? How do you typically work when you're composing?
Well, that's a great question. I often look for something, if I'm writing film music, in the scene to sort of inspire me and find a way in. It might be something in the story or what the actor is doing. But ultimately, when I'm writing, I do like, even for my film music, to have some sorts of structure to it that feels like it could stand on its own. And oftentimes, I'm a big fan of melody. You know, it's something that sort of fell out of fashion for a while in film music, but I really think it's an amazing tool for sort of creating connections for an audience and creating a sense of memory. You know, a film score kind of comes and goes over 2 hours or whatever. And if you have a memorable theme that plays in the beginning and maybe in the middle and the end somewhere, and maybe if you vary that theme, it's a certain way of creating for the audience a sense that they've sort of been living in the same world and the same story, and that melodic thread is part of that little universe that you're creating, you know?
Sure. Jeff Beal, Emmy Award-winning composer for the series House of Cards, among many other credits, will be in Champaign-Urbana tomorrow night to perform with the Champaign-Urbana Symphony Orchestra at Kranich Center for the Performing Arts. The concert starts at 7:30 p.m. in the Fullinger Great Hall. They'll be performing the House of Cards Suite, music from the film Pollock, and Jeff Beal's own trumpet concerto. Jeff Beal, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Brian.